Drive down a remote road on the outskirts of Kahului, and you'll see the third largest landfill in the state. It's surrounded by burnt trees and barren land, with an occasional abandoned car on the roadside.
So just think that everything you're seeing right now on this side, this is all trash under here. And over there, that's all trash over there too.
Harry Kahuna Nui has worked at the Central Maui Sanitary Landfill for more than a decade, and he has seen change during that time.
It's filling up a lot faster. From when I first started, it seemed like it wasn't as fast of a pace, but now it's just more trash on the island, I guess. So,
at 80 acres, or 60 and a half football fields, and several dirt hills between 100 and 120 feet tall, the Central Maui Landfill opened in the 1980s. It takes in an average of 600 tons of municipal solid waste a day. This landfill, the largest in the county, has another 2 years of space remaining. Another county landfill on Molokai, which has been in service since 1974, has 3 years of space left. County officials say they plan to start expanding this Central Maui facility later this year, and the Molokai landfill in 2021. Meanwhile, there's more time for the landfills in Hana and on Lanai that have another 19 and 16 years. But while the landfills address the county's current waste disposal needs, it's not a long-term plan. That's because the county can't continue to produce more trash and build more landfills. Mayor Michael Victorino declined to be interviewed for this story, but he said in a statement that he continues to explore ways to address the county's waste. Tamara Farnsworth is the manager of the county's Environmental Protection and Sustainability Division. She says the county wants residents to think differently about recycling and trash.
What we are focusing on with the county is really getting folks to think about what they are consuming, reducing their waste, and recycling right, as opposed to recycling more. The best thing to do for the environment is to reduce and decrease what we consume and what we buy.
Farnsworth says the county continues to ship out most of its recyclables, even though the current market has made it tougher and more costly than previously.
Generally, the recycling industry overall is a collect it here, pack it up, and ship it out to foreign countries. Some of it is domestically recycled here in Hawaii. Generally, we ship it to countries in Asia or Near East or something.
Still, some think the county could do more. Councilmember Kelly King co-owns Pacific Biodiesel, which makes biofuel from recycled cooking oil from restaurants. King says the county could do a better job in how it handles waste and recycling.
We've gone down in our recycling efforts in the last 20 years, and specifically in the last 5 to 8 years. There were policies of the previous administration that had a desire to farm out all the operations of the landfill. Unfortunately, the vendor that they chose did not really have the experience that they purported to have, and so nothing has happened, literally nothing, since the last 4 years since the agreement was signed, other than clearing out more and more of the recycling of the landfill.
King believes more recycling could be done within the county by local organizations or companies.
However it happens, we need to process that stuff here on the island. We need to deal with our own trash instead of just shipping it off island. Because along with out of sight, out of mind, comes all of the extra emissions we're creating by shipping all this stuff off island, and also the loss of potential resources.
Farnsworth says the county is studying how to recycle materials locally.
We are looking at possibilities for on-island uses of glass and other materials, but that is currently in the research and development phases. We're really trying to figure it out how to do it, how to keep as much as we can here local, not have to ship it out, and again, really focusing on source and waste reduction.
Farnsworth says the county is developing a comprehensive plan to handle solid waste long term. She expects it to be completed in the next couple of years. Back in Central Maui, Harry says working at the landfill has changed the way he thinks about trash.
It's just not a hole in the ground that you just dig and just toss the rubbish. There's a process, so I'm definitely more aware of stuff like that. You don't just dump your used motor oil and stuff like that, pesticides, into the ground.
From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.